Let's go. Okay. Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, can make your way right up the front. There's some seats over in the front. That is fantastic. All right. Okay. All right. That's great. Great to see all of you here today. So we won't take long, just in the next half an hour. We might go a bit like a bullet train. Sorry, I'm limping a bit because I had a game of tennis on Friday and trying to be a bit like Roger Federer. And I just slipped and injured my Achilles, so I'm limping a bit. So, but it's all right, it's getting better. Shelley prayed for me, so it's going to be okay now. But I want to say, you know, on behalf of all the pastoral team, we want to thank you, your life group leaders, your co-leader, you're a coach, or even you're a potential leader. We want to say we love you. All right, yeah? Come on, pastors. Yeah, come on. Yeah, we really love you. We appreciate you so much. It's you that make a large church look small. Amen? I always believe small is the new big. Come on. Yes. Yeah, we are a metropolitan church. We've got to have the neighborhood spirit. Yeah, large enough to impact, but small enough to care. Amen? All right, so thank you very much. And I tell you what, I am just sold about life groups because I was not a Christian. I was a Sikh. You know, as a Sikh, those who wear the turbans, S-I-K-H, not S-I-C-K. And I used to go to Sikh temple regularly until I married my wife, Gurmeet. Okay, she messed my life in a good way, messed up my life and brought me to the Lord. But I tell you what, the person who discipled me when I was in Malaysia was my life group leader. His name is Kong Kai Yin. I still remember him and still keeps in touch with me. And I remember the times when I was became a, just a follower of Christ at that time and how he would stay with me in his house till 1 a.m. and talk to me. I mean, amazing. And a lot of my growth has, I sort of attest to him. So I'm just so all about life group. We used to call them home care groups those days. But it is so exciting. And, you know, we have roughly almost close to 900 people in our church that are involved in life group leadership. Come on! 900! Wow! Woo! Come on! We need to hit 1,000. Yeah, how about that? Huh? Yeah, 1,000. That would be fantastic. Fantastic. You know, they say the quality of a striving church is 1 in every 7 be a leader. I think that's quality. Amen? And so there are a lot of things. But if you're a new leader, come on, give me a wave. All our new leaders, come on, give me a wave. Give me a wave. Aha. I tell you what. We have got a very special gift for you, but it hasn't arrived yet. So, aha. So in the month of March, when we have all our leader summit, that's when we'll give you a gift. Is that okay? Make sure you come on that, all right? So there are a lot of things we're going to cover today, but we just got a few announcements. I'm going to ask Derek Young. Come on, Derek. Run up. Derek, Gary. Come on, Derek. Come on, share very quickly. Come on, let's welcome Derek.
Well, guys, the first thing, most important thing, life group reports. Woo! You can see the pastors are all excited about life group reports, yeah? Yeah. Look, truly, at this time of the year, a lot of movement around over the long break. So it is so important for us to get a copy, at least one life group report, right? As you know, life group is about to commence. So if you can't do it for February, do it at least for March, all right? And thank you for all those who have been faithfully submitting your life group reports. And if you are not in that category, remember Andrew's encouragement, new rhythm of grace, new missional rhythm, new life group rhythm, okay? Practice a new life group rhythm. Submit a few more this year. How's that? Yes? Okay. Next thing is our new leaders induction, right? Thanks for raising your hands. There are quite a few new leaders today. So every year we run an induction, a training, where we learn to equip all our new leaders. And just to explain to you all the different aspects of life group leadership. When you lead a life group or co-lead a life group, you are not on your own. Right? This is a fantastic church. Dowdry will always brag about our systems, right? We do have a life group portal, right? Our My City Life portal, as well as life group apps, right? So on that night, not only will we teach you how to use and the features of these systems, more importantly, we're going to cover different aspects of running a life group. How do you address pastoral needs within your group? right? And what do you do? What are the resources available to you? What are the systems in place to make life easy for you, right? So do not miss this. At Knox, the Chinese and the Knox congregation will be having, all their leaders will be trained on the 25th of February in the evening. Manningham, you have scheduled one for 1 o'clock on a Sunday, 15th of February. And I understand Whittlesea already had a training with the leaders, had one, and there'll be more to come. Casey, stay tuned as the leaders plan for that event. And I know the youth will run their own induction meeting. So please do not miss this, I urge you. Now, not only if you are just new to leadership, if you like to know all about life group leadership, come along. Right? Encourage your potential leaders to come along. And importantly too, family violence and child protection policy. You know, we do require all leaders to have an understanding of the our part to play as leaders. How do we respond to situations of family violence and child protection? Okay, so we need you to be aware to understand our policies on both aspects. And to facilitate this, we do have a family violence and child protection video training. It's followed by a simple quiz that you just answer the questions. So if you have completed these two training, good on you, one or not even any of these, please contact your pastor. Right? You should have had an email last year with regards to this. So be sure to complete this training and then get the link from your pastors. Right? Next, World Impact. And I'm going to invite, let's welcome Winston, our operations manager for World Impact, as he covers this.
Awesome. Good to see everyone here. Let me tell you something. I would like to encourage all of you in this year of influence, in this year 2020, a perfect vision, to lift your eyes past these walls, past our community, into the nations. Do you know that we have missions partners in 11 nations of the world? Right now, us as a church community are impacting 11 nations, and our missions partners are in the front line. They are setting free. DFN is setting free a generational practice of sexual slavery right now. And with through their work, we can see this practice, which has about 80,000 women and girls enslaved, set free. Right now in Cambodia, children are getting education that's going to establish their future and help the nation. NLF in Cambodia, vision is not just for one community. Their nation is to transform an entire nation. And let me assure you, all of our missions partners are bringing the light of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, in a real and practical way in areas of great darkness. And right now, they need our help. Did you know many of our life groups, about half our life groups, support them through doing different things? But I want to encourage you and your life group, if you haven't yet, to adopt a missions partner. And what does that mean? I just want you to remember one thing. How many of you pray in your life groups? Put up your hand. I hope all the hands go up. Okay, so all of you pray in your life groups. So let me challenge you. Adopt a missions partner, and every time you meet, pray for that missions partner. That is a great starting point. Everyone can do that. Can you do that? Can you do that? Awesome. Okay, so this is a life group adoption flyer, which you can collect outside. On the back of it is a QR code and web link to where you can go to adopt a missions partner. And this beautiful group right here in this picture is actually one of our life groups that have adopted a missions partner. And you can be like that too. Lift your vision to the nations. Amen?
Come on, Winston. Yeah, World Impact. All right, okay. Now, you know, last year we had some goals we set for all our life groups. I think we had about 8 goals. Remember the fridge magnet we gave you? Do you remember that? Now, this year, guess how many goals we have set for you all? 4 only. 2. Thank you. Maybe 1 year, 2. All right, so I'm going to go through very quickly with you, and at the end of today, on your way out, you can get this fridge magnet, get as many, hang them up, put them next to your bed, pray over them. It's fantastic. Share that with your life group, all right? And so our first goal this year that we're going to set for our life group, the first one, Derek, can we bring it up, is to grow towards multiplication, amen? We want to be a multiplying church, amen? We want to be a multiplying community. So I will tease that out a bit more later, talk about multiplication. The second one is we want to, you know, share this with your life group about what's your next step. There are some people in a group, perhaps they haven't done track one, or they haven't been water baptized, or haven't done track two or three or four. We're going to, now we have track five, and we're going to be introducing track six, all about Coach's Life, coming up soon. So ask them, what's your next step? Don't get involved in volunteering or contribution, whatever. So get, you know, get them moving on, amen, because movement creates momentum. And our third goal is BLESS, right? All of you know the acronym for BLESS, and we're going to see stories of BLESS this year. You can put that in your life group report. That'll be fantastic, and we'll capture that all through our report. And finally, our fourth goal this year is we want to start a bridge group, because this year is a year of what? Influence, all right? And so Bridge Group is a group that you start with people who are unchurched people. You may be a couple of Christian, doesn't matter, okay? It's less structured, and so I encourage you to start Bridge Group. Think about it. Maybe someone in a group may want to start a Bridge Group. That will be fantastic, all right? So grab this on your way out, just to remind you, and share that with your group. So let's use that goal for 2020, 2021, amen? And let's see more groups flourish, all right? I remember the time when our goal was to have 400 live groups, and I said, wow, we hit 400, I will shave my head, you know? And so I was put up here, and my head got shaved, and never grew since then, all right? Well, somebody told me, Daljit, what's your next challenge? I said, my next challenge, when we have 600 live groups, I tell you what, I'll have the logo of City Life on my backside. How about that? Hey, all right, that's a deal. Come on, come on, how many of you with me? How many of you with me? I will not show you when I have it. All right, okay. So that's our goal. Let's go towards it, okay? But I want to share with you this last few moments about a very important word. Very important, okay? I want to challenge you today. Great what Andrew shared today, Andrew Chisholm. This afternoon, I just want to talk to you about a very powerful word. Tell the person beside you, powerful. Powerful word, all right? And that word is the word called multiplication. Everybody say multiplication. Multiplication is so very vital. And I'm going to demonstrate that with you shortly. But I just want to share with you this word multiplication. Do you know it's a biblical word? It's a biblical word. In fact, from the very dawn of time, humanity has been called to be fruitful and what? To multiply, isn't that right? And what? To fill the earth, amen? Just as so many of you around here today. All right, Genesis 1, verse 28 says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. What about Genesis 9, 1, where God blessed Noah and his sons, and what he said to them? He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, amen? Even Jesus taught his disciples about being fruitful. Do you know that? About multiplying. In fact, John chapter 12, verse 24, where he talks about, you know, he said, I tell you the truth, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit. Amen. And then further on, you can see in John chapter 15, most of you know John 15, about Jesus said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. And then he goes on to talk about, you know, if you don't bear fruit and all that. And further on, he says, and that every branch that bears fruit, he says what? He purges it so that it will bear what? More fruit. Amen. And that's what we want to be fruitful. In fact, in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, we can see how the churches all throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria, how they multiplied and they grew in numbers, amen? So multiplication is totally biblical for all of us to be fruitful and to multiply. Do you know that this word multiply is a Greek word? And this word actually means to increase in quantity, but not only quantity, but also in quality, amen? That's what the word multiply is. It's such a powerful word. And do you know that only living things can multiply? Have you ever seen a dead thing multiply? Have you ever seen that? Anything that has life that multiplies. Isn't that right? Yeah, I mean, look at your body right now. Just take a look at this person beside you. I worked in a pharmaceutical company which manufactured antineoplastics, anti-cancer drugs, just before I came on staff 25 years ago. And you know that your body right now is, your cheeks are so red. Look at that. You look so beautiful, isn't it? You look so alive. You know why? Because the cells in you are healthy. The cells in you are alive. Isn't that right? The trillion of cells that are in you. Because when your cells are healthy, the body is healthy, amen? Same way when the life groups are healthy in the church, you know what? The church is healthy. Come on. Isn't that right? And that's why we need healthy life group. Because when you're healthy and you're alive, you can multiply and reproduce. Dead things cannot do that, amen? So are we dead or alive? Come on. Are we dead or alive? All of you alive? Amen. Breathing out there. And so our human body is right. Okay. So God designed the church and every life group, amen, to be producing and to multiply. But let me tell you, the power of reproduction, the power of multiplication is already built in your group. It's already there. Have you realized that? It's already there. The DNA is already there. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to search for it. It's already there. Amen. All you need to do is what? You know, to tap into that power. Wow. Amen. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the DNA. We need to tap into that power. I mean, just imagine for a moment in this world, what if there was no multiplication? Just think about it. I tell you what, population would decline. Isn't that right? No one reproducing anything. No more pregnancy. Your plants are not reproducing. Hey, what about personal, about your investments? No multiplying. All right, what's going to happen? Just imagine. Think about it for a moment. If there was no multiplication around, there was no reproduction, what happened? What's going to happen? We're all going to fossilize. Isn't that right? Life is going to be extinct. And that's why multiplication is so vital, both in the supernatural and also in the natural. Amen? All right, so let me tell you, there are many, many benefits of multiplication. Do you know some of the benefits? When your life group multiplies, there are many benefits. And I'll just read to you a few of them. Do you know multiplication is an antidote to stagnation? When your group multiplies, come on, there's movement. Isn't that right? Movement creates momentum. It brings freshness because the new people that are joining your group. Bring the chair to me, Winston, come on, just lift up the chair. You know, when you have an open chair in your life group, you know, every life group should have an open chair. Every life group should have an empty chair, whereby this chair is empty, where everyone is filled up. One chair empty, where every time when you meet together, you've got to say, hey, who's going to fill this chair next? You know what I mean? This person is going to bring freshness, amen, to the group. This person is going to bring life. When there are new people joining the group, it brings freshness, it brings life. So make sure every life group you meet together, there's always an empty chair because you're trying to invite new people. It brings freshness. New people are being added. Isn't that right? Okay, it releases potential. When you multiply, wow, new leaders are raised. And there's potential. It is phenomenal. New leaders, it creates excitement. Isn't that right? You know, there's momentum. And you know what? There's better quality care. Huh? Jesus only could take care of 12 people. Isn't that right? He had 12 in his inner circle. Obviously, three were very close to him. And some of you have got a life group of 45 people. I don't know how you do that. You might be better than Jesus. I salute you. Incredible. I'd like to know you. Please come and see me after that. Wow, can you please lay hands on all our pastors? They're better than Jesus. How do you do that? How do you have intimacy? I do not know. All right, and so very, very important. Quality care. We need to give quality pastoral care. And that's why 12, I think, is just perfect. All right? And you know what? There are so many blessings of multiplication. What about you? It creates less stress for you. Isn't that right? To care for a big group of people. What about the host? There's less stress for the host when the house is filled, running around, everybody running, the kids running around and all that, record and all that, be terrible. Isn't that right? So hard to manage, you know. And if you're a husband, you're running a life group, your wife's going to be stressed. If you're a wife running a life group, your husband is going to be stressed. You know what I mean? So there's less stress. Isn't that right? So multiplication is such a beautiful thing. Amen? It brings. And do you know there's a word called the number of communication lines? Communication lines is when you communicate. When there are many people together, it becomes a crowd. You cannot communicate. Look at that graph over there. That tells you, you know, n times n minus n divided by 2. That's the formula for number of communication lines. So just work out. If at all you have got 6 people in life group, you've got 15 communication lines. You've got 10 people, you've got 45 communication lines. And when your life group is about 45 or 50 people, everybody's trying to speak and no one's going to be here. And that's why people get lost in the crowd. Amen? All right. So very, very important. How are you going? Now, I'm going to demonstrate to you a bit about that, the power of multiplication. So I'm going to get a couple of volunteers come up. Where's Rayson? Rayson, why don't you race up here? And Lillian, come on. Beautiful, Lily of the Valleys. Come on, Lillian, come up here. Now, Lillian and Rayson, they are very good leaders, right? Now, I want to model for you the power of multiplication. Imagine if everybody in this church today was thinking multiplication. Not addition, but what? Multiplication. All right. So Lillian here is a great leader. She's thinking multiplying. Right. I know you have children, but this is now multiplying, okay? And here, Rayson, I know I love you, okay? But just for the sake of this, you're an addition guy, okay? I want you to go and get one person. Lillian, go and bring your disciple. Go and bring one person. Come on, run. Go and get one. Quick. Run, bring. Please be obedient. Just follow them. Just come on. Come on, quick. Up here. Rayson, now you go and get another one person. You alone. The two of you, go and get two people. Quick. Come on. Be quick. Come on. Just run. All right, beautiful. Rayson, you're alone. You're doing all the work yourself. You're going to die one day at this rate. Go and get one person. All of you four, you're so smart. You learn from Daljit. All four, go and get your own disciple. Come on, run. Oh, beautiful. Come on, quick. Come on, just follow them. Just call. Quick. All four. Rayson, you're a good man. Go and do all that. You haven't trained them, but go and do yourself. All right. All of you wonder if I said, go and find your own disciple and bring them up here. Go down, go and bring. Quick. Come on. Move. Get everybody. Come on. Just bring. Come up. Quick. Be fast. Come on, just come. Rayson, you're a good man. Go and bring one more. All of you, go and bring one more disciple. All of you, come on. Just call them from here. Call them. Come on. Quick. Come on, work with me. Quick. Rayson, how are you feeling?
Tired. Catching my breath, yeah. Tired.
Tired? Very tired?
Yeah, very tired.
Oh, how do you do it?
I don't know.
Rayson, go and get one more. All of you, go and find one more. Come on. Quick. Come up the stage. Very quick. Come on. Okay, I want you to come out of the stage. Come on. Very quick. Stand in a group. Cluster together. All right, just look at that. Take a look at this. Come on, guys. Come, quick. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 7. Rayson, you must be very tired.
Yeah, catching my breath,
okay? And Lillian, you're so smart. You have trained, and everyone has become disciples who raise disciples. Look at that. Come up here. Let everybody see. That is the power of multiplication. Come on. Look at that. That's multiplication. That is thinking like God. Amen. That is great. Look at that. That is how it is. Amen. Disciples who make disciples. That's how we're going to see this church grow and multiply. Amen. Do you understand that? Do you catch that? Rather than one person doing everything himself or herself, here you got everyone being empowered to do. It raises. And don't you feel excited? Look at the number of people you have impacted. Hey? That's fantastic, Lillian. And how do you feel? You still feel good?
Good. I can start a church. Yeah.
You can start a church. That's the goal. Come on, let's thank them. Thank you very much. Wow, start a church. I'll hold you to it. All right. You know, God gave, I just very interesting, Andrew just sharing. Andrew do not know what I'm going to be sharing about, Andrew Chisholm. Do you know God gave the miracle of multiplication in something that's very, very important? The secret of all multiplication, the secret of all multiplication is in a four-letter word. You know what is a four-letter word? Love, very nice. It's called seed, S-E-E-D. Everybody says seed. That is the secret of multiplication. Andrew spoke about that just now. Talk about the seed, amen? Seeds can grow. You got to sow the seed. And the secret in multiplication is in that one word, that seed. That's a very, very powerful word. A seed is a miracle, I think, just small. Like an acorn, what Richard Holland shared, to an oak tree. It's small. But I tell you what a genius God. In that small seed, in every fruit, there's a what? There's a seed. In every seed, there's a what? There's a tree. And in every tree, there becomes a forest. Come on. Right? Can you imagine? That's the power of multiplication. Look at that. That is like a forest here. It's like a human forest. That's the power of multiplication. Just from one seed. In every tree, there's a forest. You know what? In every bird, there's now a flock of birds just through that one bird. Wow. In every fish, one fish, they reproduce, eggs multiply. Every fish does what? Come on, work with me. It's a school, isn't it? A school of fish in every fish. In every cow, there's a what? Come on. In every cow, there's a herd. Yes. In every donkey, there are gills. Come on. Gills reproduced. Yeah. Come on. Is that right? Prabha, in every Prabha, there are Nagaratnams running around. Right? Okay. All right. It's powerful, isn't it? Right? In every Lee, there are many, many Lees. That's why we've got so many Lees in our church today. All right? And so that's the power. Amen. You know what? So if you want to reproduce, you know what? You've got to plant it. Isn't that right? Hey? Right? You want to have a child, you got to do something. You got to plant it. All right? I will not go there. All right? I know. No details. All right? And then later on, when the child comes, wow! That's great joy. Isn't that right? And that's how multiplication should be. Multiplication should give us joy. Isn't that right? Not pain, but joy. That is kingdom thinking. And you know what? Can I encourage you all? Let's think kingdom. Let's not just think among ourselves in a holy huddle and be navel gazers. You know what I mean? Let's think beyond. Let's think kingdom. Amen. That's how we're going to multiply. That's how we're going to multiply and reproduce. Amen. After our kind. So, you know what? That seed that you have in your life group is a co-leader. You got to raise a co-leader to multiply. You got to have an open chair to multiply. Isn't that right? You got to create excitement. You got to create passion in your group. Amen. There's got to be faith. There's got to be prayer. You know, there's got to be anticipation. A baby is coming. Yeah. When the baby is about to be born, guess what? Right? What do? Get the cot ready. Hey, right? Yeah, get the name. Ah, all that, getting ready for that, for the baby. That's how multiplication should be. Are you with me? That's the power of multiplication. You know what? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, it says, it is God who gives the increase. Amen. All right, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God made it grow. And you know what? I strongly believe God designed his church to reproduce. He designed his church to multiply. God designed his life group, every life group, to be a reproducing life group. Amen? And so this year, let's make that our challenge. Work towards multiplication. You may not be able to multiply this year, but it's okay. But work towards it. Amen? Grow towards that. You know, Christian Schwartz, he's a great guy. You can buy his book in Kurong. The title of the book is called Natural Church Development. And he did a lot of research of about 5,000 churches throughout the world, 13 different countries. And he came out and he wanted to establish why some churches are growing, why some churches are declining, and why some churches are just stagnant for years and years and years. And he found out two things. He said, churches that were growing and thriving, they had small groups, like our life groups. And not only that, their small groups were multiplying and reproducing. And he found that from his research, these two key elements, amen, that all the groups were multiplying. You know what? Can I tell you one thing? In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4, I love this scripture, because sometimes we can procrastinate. You know what I mean? All of us. I'm guilty of that. They say procrastination is the thief of time. Isn't that right? And so we can procrastinate, delay, 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 and so forth. But I think we've got to work to it. Let's make 2020. Come on. It's the year of the double. 2020, 2019 was boring. 2020. 2020. Wow, 2020. You know what I mean? It's powerful. There is energy in that. All right? So let's make 2020 a year of multiplication. Are you with me? Come on, give me a shout if you want that. Come on, give me a shout. 2020, let's all make that a year of multiplication. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you know what? You will never get anything done. That's Ecclesiastes. Proverbs, somewhere in Proverbs, it says, if you look at the clouds, you'll never ever sow. Amen? And so let's not wait. Let's not procrastinate. And you know what? Can I say one thing to you? I've been here for many years. It's not about multiplication. Even though it is about multiplication, at the end of the day, it's about people. I've been here and I've seen so many people who will never ever consider themselves as a leader. Me, for example, I'm a reluctant leader. Never wanted to work on staff. I think I was forced into it. I was pushed into it. To be real, I love my corporate job. Paying good money. I could have been a GM of the organization today. Fantastic. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's all about people. You know, there are a lot of people around you, just under your nose, who have got great potential. You know what I mean? who are just waiting to be asked, who are just waiting to be challenged. You know what I mean? And that's what I like about that. You know, that's what multiplication does. It helps you to think beyond yourself, thinking of others, believing in others, amen, seeing the potential in people, because potential is all that you can do, but you haven't done yet. Potential is who you are, but we haven't seen that yet. Potential is how far you can run, but you haven't gone that far yet. Amen? I love fast cars. I love speed, you know what I mean? I picked up a lot of fines, I must confess that. If I pick up another few more fines, I'm going to lose my license. And this year, my resolution is to drive slow. But after when I finish all my points all gone, ha-ha, woo-hoo, it's going to come. You know, potential is a bit like that. You drive a car, and when you rev at the engine, you can see the potential. Woom, 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 you know. But you're driving at 60 kilometers. That's not potential. Potential is the capability, amen, the ability of the car. And you know what? All of you have a potential, amen. It is great. And you know what? Never put a lid on people, amen. We've got to be lid lifters, okay? And let's see that happen in every life group, every day. And you know what, as pastors, we will commit that we'll be praying for every one of you. Amen. So I wanted this last few minutes before we finish, I want to invite Godwin here. Why don't you stand? Ask Godwin to come and pray for us. Amen. That we will see beyond ourselves. We'll see potentially people. That we'll be a church and people, individual. Because it starts with us. And our life group will be multiplying groups. Amen. Thanks, Godwin.
I just got a text from my leaders saying that they will work really hard to see that logo on your bedside. Very spiritual group of people. Let me just pray. Father, we just thank you for our leaders. Thank you for our volunteers. Lord, I thank you for their commitment. Thank you for the sacrifices that they made, Lord. Many of them unseen, many of them unspoken behind the scene. We honor them today. I thank you for their faithfulness. Lord, I pray that this ministry year 2020 will not just be marked by faithfulness. It will be overflowed by your fruitfulness. Lord, I just pray that you shift, Lord, that operation, that mundane of our operation into the position of multiplication. Lord, I pray for our leaders even right now, whatever that is holding them back, Lord, we break all caps of limitation over their lives right now. Lord, you say in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of a power of love and of a sound mind. We declare that, God, you can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can imagine. So we release this year unto your hand. Lord, we come before you even right now. I pray for leaders who are serving faithfully despite their health issue, despite their family situation, despite their circumstances. Lord, we stand with them today. We honor them today. We intercede for them today. Lord, I pray that as they continue to sow into others, I pray that they will also reap in their homes. So I pray for multiplication for this year. I pray for extension of your kingdom this year. Why don't we lift up our hands right now? Father, we just come before you as a leadership team right now. Whatever business that we're going through, I pray that as a group, as a leadership team, we will always keep a whispering distance from your heart. And Lord, I pray that whatever business that we are going through right now, we lift up our eyes towards you. So I pray, Lord, that in the midst of serving others, we will never, ever lose our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I pray that you shift our mindset right now of all the voices out there. I pray that we will not be distracted by the many voices, but we will so convicted by one voice alone, the voice of the Spirit. So by your Spirit, in our unity, we will extend your kingdom in a powerful way, in a supernatural way. So we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. If you believe it, somebody shout amen and give God a big round of applause.
Thank you, Godwin. Thank you. Thank you. So you know what? Stay fired up, okay? Like my red T-shirt. Red shirt. Fired up, all right? All good for that? Wonderful. Thank you very much. On the way out, don't forget to grab this. Take as many as you can. Make sure you grab this. This is our goals for 2020 and beyond. Thank you very much. Love all of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.